The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Oh, hello and greetings, everyone. So today being the fifth day of our exploration with this topic, so the guided meditation invited us to tap into, to invite this metta, the generosity mentor, because we all have the sense, and yet sometimes we need creative ways to really access what it's like to have a heart of generosity, sitting with generosity, with what arises, instead of judgment, instead of grasping, pushing away. What is the spirit of generosity, spirit of dana, that can support all of our actions, all of the actions of our mind and the actions of our speech, the actions of our body, so all kinds of actions. So, treating generosity, as I mentioned before, in this short, beautiful list that one of you emailed and really appreciated. So many lists in Buddhism. This one is simple. Dana, generosity. Dana, sila, bhavana. Dana, sila, bhavana. Dana, generosity. Sila, ethical conduct. Moral conduct. Ethics. Non-harming. And bhavana, cultivation of the mind and heart, which includes both samadhi and vipassana. So dana, can see dana, actually this generosity of spirit, both supporting the other two, really. So generosity of spirit, when we offer others safety from ourselves, It is cultivating ethical conduct, morality, offering non-harming. It's an act of generosity when other people feel safe in our presence. So we can see that as an extension of generosity. And also generosity dana as the basis for bhavana, for cultivation and leading to liberation. So, liberation, and this is actually quite important, liberation, awakening is not something you get. Awakening is not something you get. It's not a badge. Okay, I've passed the first stage of awakening, enlightenment. You know, I've got it. I've got the badge. Yay, it's not something you get, awakening. It's not a thing you acquire. It's a gift. It's a gift that uplifts you, uplifts others. It's a gift that uplifts your heart and uplifts others. So it's a gift. It's a letting go. It's a giving. It's a gifting awakening. You realize that awakening is a gift. Really, it's a gift that you cultivate to give to the world, to give to this being who is you. So generosity as the ground for awakening. And it is said that the two wings of the bird of awakening, one wing is compassion, the other wing is wisdom. Wisdom and compassion, wisdom and compassion. And generosity, of course, supports both. It supports compassion. We know this because compassion it comes from the generosity of our heart. When we care for someone, or with self-compassion, there's a sense of generosity. It's okay. it's okay. It's okay. Instead of, well, it should be this way, you should be feeling this way. There's a generosity of spirit that supports compassion for ourselves and for others. It's an act of giving. It's a giving of love. It's a giving of care, giving of metta. And similarly, generosity with cultivating wisdom. And I'll get a little detailed for a moment. So cultivating wisdom and seeing the three truths, seeing the three characteristics, the characteristics of existence, anicca, dukkha, anatta, anicca, impermanence, dukkha, unsatisfactoriness, anatta, impersonality, or not self. Not self, it's not personal. So generosity supports us, helps with cultivating wisdom, seeing these three characteristics of being human. So generosity, when you're generous, it helps you to see impermanence. They're intertwined. It is impermanence. Things come, things go. Yes, I let go of this thing, that either this object, my time, let go of, give you my affection, etc. It's a nature. It rises and passes. It's not for us to keep. It's not for us to hang on to. It's not, you know, here's this bell. It's not for us. It comes, it goes. So there's generosity helps us cultivate and really see anicca, impermanence. Also with dukkha, unsatisfactoriness, there is unsatisfactoriness with holding on to something, holding on to everything for our own sake. We know this, the sense of tightness that can actually create unsatisfactoriness, can create suffering. So generosity can help us see and work with dukkha. And perhaps most importantly, it's anatta, which is not self, impersonality. So ultimately, generosity helps us see that it's not about me. And it's also not about you. That there is no separation between the giver and the receiver. And on some level, there is no giver, there is no receiver. I'll leave that as a koan. It is said that the gift of the Dharma is the biggest gift. And I'd like to invite you not to just think of that as, you know, being a Dharma teacher and talking Dharma, but Dharma is much more expansive, the vision of Dharma, what Dharma is. So you can give the gift of Dharma to a friend, to a colleague, to a parent with your presence. We say, don't be a Buddha. Don't be a Buddha. I'm sorry, don't talk about Buddhism, be a Buddha. This is often what we say at the end of retreats when people go home. We say, okay, because everybody's excited, they want to go home and proselytize and tell everybody to go on a retreat, you should go on a retreat. We tell people, okay, don't talk about Buddhism, but be a Buddha, be a Buddha. So show up. With kindness, show up with generosity, show up with generosity of spirit. That is the biggest gift. It's the gift of Dharma. You're giving a gift of Dharma to others. You're enabling their heart. You're enabling their Dharma, their beauty, their goodness to glow and grow as you support, as you give them the gift of your presence, the gift of your Dharma. We can all give the gift of Dharma with our presence, with the way we show up in the world, the way we can be a Buddha. You don't necessarily need to talk about it. And the last thing I wanted to maybe I'll skip this part. There's so much more to say. Okay, maybe I'll say this briefly. Generosity of spirit is also thought to be the pillar of joy. And here's a reference for those who like to read the book by Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu called The Book of Joy. They talk about 8 pillars of joy, which is a beautiful book, highly recommended. Actually, I spent a series during Happy Hour last year covering the different pillars. And when they get to the last pillar, they get to generosity, which is the last pillar. And they say, oh, actually, generosity of spirit, in many ways, it includes all the other pillars of joy. It includes compassion. It includes gratitude. It includes forgiveness, humor, humility, acceptance, and wise perspective. It includes everything. So basically, if you practice that, generosity of spirit, everything else is included in that. And I like to end with this invitation. That can we think of generosity, expand our view of generosity, this generosity of spirit towards ourselves, towards others? Can we offer everything we do, we say, everything we think? Can we consider offer our life as an offering, as an act of generosity? Can everything be a gift? Can we consider our life, the way we live, what we think, say, and do, as an offering to others, as an offering to ourselves? What if we consider that, set that intention, even if we align for it just for a few seconds or minutes a day? It will grow. It can grow and transform the way we show up and the way we live. So with this invitation, dear ones, this brings to close this week we have spent together, which has been lovely for me. I thank you. I thank you for the generosity of your spirit in showing up, in practicing, and cultivating your heart for yourselves and for the benefit of all beings everywhere. Thank you. May you be well. May you be happy. And I'm going to stop the recording now, and I have another invitation.